G'day listeners. First Encounter Podcast is much like Australia. Explicit, for mature audiences, and full of spiders. So go ahead and check the episode description for content warnings, then check the inside of your shoes for gold skull tallers, and strap in. Because this time, Chris and Hanny are here to fuck spiders.
In the years 7510,
check.
Gods are coming, he ought to make
check.
It by then. Maybe
Mike.
He'll look around him and
Mike
say,
here? This is the mic check.
Guess it's time for the judgment day.
He's just going to keep going.
Hey,
how's it going, Bubba?
It's going okay. You interrupted me.
Boobus? Boober tuber?
I was trying to break into the music business.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I have a shot.
Yeah, right.
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame. Hanny, you give love a bad name.
How dare you?
First of all, welcome back, everyone.
We've been gone for a little bit.
We've been gone for a little bit.
For a minute.
For a hot sec.
Just a moment.
To give you a break before we plow straight back into your eardrums. How have you been this separation that we've had, Hanny?
Rotting, mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah, my goal this year in 2024 is to rot a little bit. I am keeping 10 paws down and becoming a rat girl.
Yeah, all right.
That's my goal for the year.
A rotting rat girl.
It's going exceptionally well.
Nice.
No, I'm doing good, though. It's been wild couple of months.
Yeah.
Not really anything specific, just busy. Like, kind of just busy work busy.
Yeah.
But it's been good. Haven't played very many video games. Got back into reading a little bit. Watched some TV shows. Just existing. Chill. I rediscovered a love for Pokemon trading cards.
And money.
And money, mostly. Well, I didn't rediscover that. I've known that. But yeah, I've been going through my old Pokemon cards, sorting them, seeing what's worth some money, seeing what's not. And that's been fun. I don't really want to get rid of them, though, which is a problem. I want someone to give me money for me to continue
keep them,
owning
yeah.
them. Yeah.
To protect them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna start becoming a Pokemon enforcer. Charge protection fees for your cards. I think I might be a criminal.
Yeah, so you can reach out to Hanny.
Yeah.
If you want to keep your trading cards safe.
Please do. How about you? How have you been since we've been on Breaky?
I'm good. I've been entering... I entered a game jam that was a month long, so that was the game development that I had time for.
You jammed on a game?
I jammed. I jammed my game into the competition.
Can people play your game?
Yeah. itch.io/... I don't actually know what the...
I was going to say, just put it in the description.
It's Crit Boy on Itch.
Yeah. Probably in the description if Chris remembers.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. That's cool.
Did that. My birthday is this coming Wednesday. So when this episode comes out, my birthday will be over, hitting the big 3-3, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
It's a milestone.
It is.
33.
Mm-hmm.
We started up streaming a bit again.
Yeah, we're on Horror Game Night on Tuesdays. You can find us on the twitch.tv/horrorgamenights. Should we talk about some Majora's Mask or some shit?
Yeah.
Before we do that, though, we got to thank our special people in our lives.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by you out there. You.
I'm pointing at you all over the world.
All over the world. I'm talking about our patrons specifically.
Oh, you mean patrons like Denise, Caladria, Elise, Alec, Alex, Anthony, August, Ben, Beth, Brendan, Cody, Dr. J, Joan, Josh, Liza, and Matt?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you all so very much for your continued support of this maybe defunct podcast. but we're here and we're
coming back for you
in a
specifically.
Big way. Like MySpace.
Yeah, like MySpace. We're coming back.
I
also want to thank Miss Dino, Dakota, and certain mysterious anonymous. You know who you are. Thank you so much for joining the Patreon. While we've been on break.
Thank you. Welcome.
It was very kind. This episode is also brought to you by Uncommon Coffee.
We'll talk about that in a little bit, though.
Now, in the meantime, though, Hanny, we got some Majora-ing to do. Some Zelda-ing, some Link-ing. Just give me the fucking N64 controller back. Or not N64, the Xbox controller. Let's play this properly, Hanny. The way God intended.
Yeah.
on a PC with a Xbox controller. Welcome back to First Encounter.
You know it's an encounter because Hanny's crying. Chris, it says there's two bound controllers, 8-bit DOE and Xbox One for Windows.
Cool. Let's do the Xbox.
I don't know how to... okay.
Hey, did I fucking stutter?
No.
Ah!
Are we in business?
We're in business.
All right. That's recording. This is recording.
Dude, can you imagine we still have our save file?
I'm genuinely surprised at this rate. Do you even know what the fuck we're doing today?
I think so.
Do you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, what?
Fuck you.
I need to know.
Listen, I'm still riding that high of the controller working. Hey everyone, we're back.
Hey.
If you may recall, we ended last episode 3 months ago or whatever it was.
Like 6 months ago.
By watching the moon crash and me losing all of my progress with Cafe. So what we're going to do is use this episode as a kind of wrap-up sesh. We're going to go do Cafe stuff again. And then I think we're going to check out some of the other to-dos that we've had. The Spider House, maybe. I don't remember what else is on our list.
You have some masks that you don't have yet.
Some masks.
You have some stuff in your Bomber's notebook that's not hit up.
Yeah, so I'll have to look at stuff.
Yeah.
And we'll have to read me my notes from last time.
Good, thank God we have those here and not in a moldy studio that's probably being taken over by a creepy moth.
If you're hearing this and it sounds different, it's because we're back in Henny's basement after our studio had some water damage.
What did you do today?
I'll be honest, dude. Mostly, I just took a lot of naps with Granny.
Yeah.
And Scarecrow.
You had a new hobby of dancing and sleeping around a lot.
That was it.
Today was a cleanup day. There's no other way to say it. We had a time. It was a good time. We did a lot of stuff.
We did a lot, and we also didn't do very much. It's one of those episodes.
Yeah. This is what we call a crutch episode.
Yeah.
You know how you want your first episode coming back off of a off of a long break to be a week?
Well, it seems like it's going to be this episode and then like two others, maybe.
What makes you feel like that?
Because there's one temple left. I got all the masks. I've filled out my Bomber's notebook 100%.
Spoilers.
So... there's only one way up, and that's to the temple,
yeah.
As far as I know.
I'd say that's a pretty good summation, so it definitely feels like we're winding down here. I can't guarantee the amount of episodes left, because it's us, but...
I guarantee.
But, yeah.
This and two more. That's my personal guarantee to you. And if I have to quit the podcast and stop playing Majora, if it doesn't match up that way, I'll do it.
I'm really worried that I'm forgetting something that's going to take a full episode's worth.
There's another temple.
Yeah, the fifth temple, the mysterious one. So I have some notes that I took here. And obviously the first one is we need to make a Harry Potter Spaghetti Western dueling game, apparently.
Yeah.
And also we're supposed to make Hanny and Chris face masks that have just pictures of our face like portion on them.
Yeah.
So very important.
Good notes.
But aside from that, for wrapping up today, we did the last remaining bits of what we needed to do for Cafe's quest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you'll remember our cliffhanger episode.
Yeah, our clutch, oh no, ending. So we go back and fix that.
But this time I get both the couple's mask, and also this time I was able to complete Madame Aroma's quest line in the journal.
There's not a ton to go through about it. It's basically just going back through the entire quest again just to get to the point where you can go to find Madame Aroma at the milk bar and give her the letter from Cafe so that she knows Cafe is alive.
Who presumably says, "Hey, Ma, I'm fine. Don't look for me.
I'm doing something. I'm busy. I'm off with Crimea."
Yeah.
Yeah. cover for me.
And for bring this to her, she'll give you Chateau Romani. Now, the downside to this is the only time you can bring her the letter is on the third day. And that sucks because what am I going to do with the Chateau Romani in the last like 6 minutes of the game?
It makes some sense, I guess, but
does
like,
it?
You'll
see, I guess. But
you know what we need is a milk bank.
Yeah.
Which sounds awful when I say
usually they're called sperm banks.
Yeah.
But yeah.
A spank bank.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Just a nice fridge bank to keep your milk cool. Yeah. So you can pick it up after each reset.
I think it's just called the cooler.
Shut the fuck up.
Who's your favorite character in DBZ?
Yeah.
I don't know how much you want to go into the cafe stuff. It was mostly just tidying that up and making sure you could get over it. I don't think there's much more to go through other than that.
Yeah. We'll put the gameplay in here so you can hear some highlights.
What do we do next?
Go talk to the Scarecrow so I can watch Cafe get his fucking correspondence. What notes have you taken so far?
Spaghetti Western Harry Potter. Is that good for you?
Yeah. What was I doing? Talking to the Scarecrow. Hey, I want to dance still.
This town ain't big enough for the two of us to abide a cadaver.
I'm so sorry to trouble you late at night. It's about him, Cafe.
Who?
I received a letter from him.
They're there.
Strange, isn't it? Getting a letter from a missing person.
It's a ransom letter.
There's absolutely no mistaking it's from him.
Okay.
It's clear to me.
Well, it's addressed to you.
Here's my letter. Put this in a post box.
Mail it yourself.
When this is delivered, when you receive my letter, you should be able to meet him. Please tell him that Andrew is waiting for him.
Oh, God, shut up!
I'm scared. Can I ask this of you? Thank you very much.
Got a letter!
Now give this to the guy to wipe his ass.
Yeah, here. Green hat. Green clothes.
No, we're not doing this.
Andrew wrote about her in her letter.
Why does Chris get to read, but I don't
get
to?
It seems you're looking for a cafe.
Can you keep a secret?
Listen, when someone asks you, you say yes. I am Kififi.
Andrew trusted you. I shall also trust you.
He's wow. Like, no, shut the fuck up. Wow. You are getting my secret.
I didn't even want it. I told him I wasn't going to keep it. I'm going to tell everyone.
I have to sleep with this now. I get it. You're getting married. Brag some more.
Are you getting married this year?
This year? No.
Chris, you saw
me. I'm not
me.
Really the marrying type. I think.
Fuck off.
You really like that. 2026, I think, is our ETA.
Okay.
If you're listening to this in 2026, let me know how it went.
Cut to Chris just fucking crying in a bathtub by himself eating tapioca pudding.
We're going to have to remember to update this episode in 2 years.
There is a link to Chris's newly created Tinder profile in the bio below.
ooh, free rupees.
I found him, Green Hat Boy. He's using this place as a safe house for keeping his stolen goods. Apparently, his name is Sakin.
Yeah, and apparently my name is Link.
He came to the shop last night, and I followed him.
I'm gonna go scare him away, because I don't care about you.
Yeah, that sounds right. I'm gonna pinch my nipples aggressively at him. Just trying to pull them until they're long, stringy noodles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then whip them around back and forth.
Where are you going?
I'm just waiting.
What's your tingle?
Shoot down tingle with this thing.
I think he is a little too long. Arrow him.
Tingle's a little too long. I'll say it.
Yeah. Come on, long ting ting. Can't you get it up?
There's like a 0.001% chance of you missing the balloon and just murdering Tingle.
Could you imagine? And then he's just like fucking bleeding and like hanging by the dangling balloon, just like dripping blood from the sky.
Can you fucking imagine?
Dude. When are we going to make the Grimdark Zelda game?
As soon as possible.
Deserve?
As soon as possible.
What's this? Green clothes? White fairy? I'm a racist.
Weird line they gave him at the end of the game.
Yeah, right? Weird thing. Let's just leave Cafe to fucking fend for himself, dude.
He's done all right so far.
Yeah. Don't step on the pressure plate.
Cafe, you fucking idiot! It's not even hidden!
Now I've done it.
I've really goofed.
Oh, now I've stepped in it.
Right.
Did you forget that you were Cafe?
Well, I thought there would have been some kind of, like...
No. It's seamless. They want the UX to be seamless.
Can't even tell when the gameplay starts and the cutscene ends.
I gotta poop real bad.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's the problem.
Just wait 2 minutes. He's almost here.
Who?
Cafe.
Me?
Cafe.
Are you saying me wait 2 minutes?
Yeah, oh. Yeah. Make sure I do what I'm supposed to.
I mean, just don't let the game end. I think he'll be all right.
I'm not going to let the game end, but I am going to watch the moon crash.
That's how the game ends.
I haven't seen it yet.
Chris, if the moon crashes, I'm kicking you out of my house and we're not doing this anymore.
Hey, here's the guy of the hour.
Oh, there's the little feller.
I'm your witness.
Remember how you didn't ask for this?
At this point, I think we pop open our journal to see everyone that still needs help.
Yes. And at this point, you've pretty much completed everyone except for, I think, Granny.
Granny.
I think the curiosity shop owner was technically included in this.
Yep.
And Postman.
Yes.
Is there anyone else? Mayor Dutour.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's some people that we could help.
First things first. I got this new couple's mask, and usually masks do something.
Yeah. You can use it to end arguments.
Oh, and that's good, because there's a lot of people arguing in this game.
Yeah, and you actually had already had the idea yourself to think about ending the fight going on in the mayor's office. You roll up to the mayor's office with your brand new couple's mask on, barge in.
Everyone's like, oh, is that a couple's mask? Did someone couple today?
Did someone get coupled?
That reminds me of love and why we shouldn't fight or something.
Yeah, pretty much. That's exactly what they say.
The couple's mask. What a nice reminder. So a young couple has been married.
I wonder, did my wife flee?
I really hope she did.
I feel like he should know.
Yeah, right?
What? What did you just say?
I said, did my wife flee?
Yes, yes, everyone. We're all worried for our families. Why don't we end this meeting? Whether you're stubborn and will stay and guard your family, or if you'd prefer to run away and seek shelter, that is for people to decide on their own.
Dots!
Look, the mayor was finally a mayor.
Thank you for allowing me to put on an end to all that pointless bickering.
Uh-huh.
Adults are all so stubborn. It is shameful. Here's a token of my gratitude.
I'm an adult, because I have a sword.
And a piece of heart.
And a piece of heart, baby.
You got two so far.
Yeah, two more.
Well, I may be an unreliable mayor, but at least my family can depend on me.
Isn't his son missing?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I want to protect my wife.
Oh, okay.
You saved the mayor from a tedious meeting. This was added to your notebook.
This is the most realistic thing that's happened so far. Yeah.
Welcome.
Except usually I'm the one starting the tedious meetings.
You fixed...
And you have no one to save you.
Yeah. Welcome to fixing the mayor.
I guess.
So Mayor Dutour is probably the easiest of all of this.
Yep.
And the most pleasant part. At this point, let's figure out Granny.
Granny seems to only want one thing.
Granny only knows how to read stories. And if you all are unfamiliar with what we're talking about, we're talking about Andre's grandmother, who is in the back room of the Stockpot Inn. And if you talk to her and listen to one of her stories, you can skip time ahead as a handy little feature for either skipping 2 hours ahead into the future or until the next time break. So usually dawn or dusk. And up until now, that's just been a very convenient feature to have to skip time ahead or to move stuff. But Granny needs help, and it feels like maybe Granny wants someone to not sleep through her stories.
Maybe she should tell better fucking stories.
Boy, they're not good, are they?
They're kind of dull.
They're kind of ass stories.
But they're our ass stories, Tanny, and we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, we are. Bottoms up, as they say.
They do.
I had to help a little bit with this one. You can't do Granny's quest yet, because you have to have the prize from the spider house at the ocean to beat Granny's quest. Chris, how'd you feel about the spider house? I'm not going to try to explain too much of the layout. If you want to, you can. It's a house.
It's a house.
It's actually much more house-like than the first one. The first one was more temple-y. This one was laid out kind of like a very large house.
Yeah, you go from room to room. You find the spiders. I'm going to head to the spider house.
Yep, that is what we wanted to do. All right, so doing the spider house will allow us to get everything we need to do to complete Granny's missions. And knocks out one of the remaining masks. One of two, I might add, that you need left along the way. So, pretty good.
Granny completes me.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. This is probably the greatest thing I've ever done with my life is...
watch me play video games.
Stop using the arm and just destroy my posture in this chair and with my hand with the claw around the microphone.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm very comfy.
All right, baby.
Chris is already on 3 gold Skulltulas, by the way. I haven't really been watching him play.
Halfway done.
I've been talking to him. Yeah.
Halfway done.
How many do you think there are in this one? How many were there last time? Do we remember? Ah, look, you found a little spider hole. Can I interest you in sticking your hand in the spider hole?
I will, momentarily.
Are you sure? I don't think you need to stick your hand in it, Chris.
Ow! Wow!
Wow! That's rude.
What a butthole!
I forgot you have the big cool sword now.
Yeah, I'm big cool.
I think
I'm gonna switch my name to Big Cool.
Yeah. Definitely necessary. Just gonna stick your hand right in the fucking spider hole.
You gotta pay the troll toll to stick your hand inside the spider hole.
What?
Chris, I'm not here to fuck spiders, okay?
Don't fucking lie. You ever sit on a spider?
This is your 13th one. Apparently you've sat on 13 of them.
Spiders may not be for fucking, but they sure as hell are for sitting.
I will say there's one room that's a library, and you have to climb up the bookcases to jump from one to another to get all the spiders in there.
You're a pro at that.
I'm pretty good at that. There's another room that seems to be like a dining room.
Yep.
That has a lot of I don't remember the name.
Skulltulas?
No, the skeletons.
Oh, the Selphos? Dry bones, yeah, the dry bones. Yeah.
A lot of skellies in there.
Yeah.
And they'll give you hints on how to solve
a puzzle, which is shooting colored things on the wall in the correct order.
Who are you supposed to return these to? There's no person this time who's like...
Was there not a cursed person?
No.
Maybe you're just cleaning this one up to like for yourself. Like, this one's going to be Lynx.
And then the lost spider will give me a mask.
Maybe. I mean, you're not going to get a mask from this, but...
Annie, you don't know that.
I do.
Did I go through? This is a new door, right?
I'm lost. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Not been in here. Is this good for you?
It's about to be.
Ah, the captain's hat.
Attention.
Huh?
Captain, sir, it's been a long time since we've seen you.
Why aren't you at your post?
As you have ordered, sir, we are investigating the secrets of this place.
Ah.
According to the information I have obtained, it seems Green should be shot 5th. Have I fulfilled my duty, sir?
Fuck if I know.
Huh? Yeah, Captain, sir, it's been a long time since we've seen you. Captain, sir, it's been a long time since we've seen you.
Oh, clever, Christopher.
First one, huh?
Chris found on the spider wall where you can knock off a skull kid picture, and there's a spider behind it.
What did you just say? Try that sentence again.
Oh, it worked. I said Chris just found where you find the skull kid picture on the wall, and if you hit it, there's a spider behind it. That makes sense.
Not quite what you said, but I'll allow it.
We should get a tarantulas.
Probably.
Get a studio tarantula.
And release them.
Yeah. So we get through the spider house, and a couple of things happen when you win the spider house, which is Chris looked everywhere for the dude who was cursed and was like, wait, there wasn't anyone when I came in.
Nobody asked me to do this.
No one asked him to do this. He just did this. So he's like, okay, this is my house now. As he's leaving, some dude just runs in and is like, I heard a loud noise, so I thought I'd come hide in here. Hey, is this house yours? Can I have it? I'll give you this for it. Oh, the curse is lifted.
Nice. From who?
Don't know.
Just the house? It was cursed with spiders?
It was cursed. Right. I felt cursed.
GGEZ.
I don't like the spider house.
Where's my reward? Oh, he's right here.
Ah. Hey, what's up, dude? You can only pound, punch, or curl him. That's it.
All of the above,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, that's the only options. I thought I heard some loud noises inside, and I came in to check it out. This place, is this some sort of underground shelter? Did you find this place?
It's my bunker.
I beg you, let me have this place. Not for free, of course. I hope this will do.
I mean, it's not really mine to give away.
It is now.
Okay.
Hey! You got the giant wallet. This thing is huge. It can hold 500 rupees.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Just glad it was something you needed.
Sure.
Anyhow, I won't be needing it much longer anyway.
Okay.
Excellent. You fucked a spider or whatever.
Yeah.
We said. Is that good for you?
Yeah. The Wii was my favorite console.
Oh, that's true.
No, it's not. Shut up.
I read online something funny-ish happens if you go back out and come back in and visit him again. He's just like in the corner shaking by himself, just counting down until the moon falls. And it's actually pretty horrifying.
Yeah. The other thing that stands out to me is you say break the curse of the house. No one was cursed.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just a house full of spiders.
Which is literally just what happens when no one lives in a house for
a while.
I was
just an exterminator.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
adult wallet.
Why do I need to be able to carry around 500 monies, Hanny?
So, unfortunately, the way to...
solve Granny.
solve Granny, and to put a bow on quite a lot of the last things you need to do here in one fell swoop, is with your brand new adult wallet, go fill it up to the brim with 500 rupees, and on the very last night, go visit the curiosity shop owner, because...
if you have rescued the bomb bag lady.
If you have rescued the bomb bag lady. I bet the bomb guy and Anju went to school together, and I bet he has a crush on Anju.
I bet a lot of people have a crush on Anju.
Because she's, like, the one eligible, like,
there's not a lot of datables in this town.
Yeah. After he robs her, like, right here, he's gonna run this way. But he'll always try to escape out the one the guard's at. For whatever fucking reason.
Because the guard fucking stops me. He knows.
That means the guard's in on it, right?
Yeah. He's definitely getting a cut. Son of a bitch. Come here! Come here! Come here!
Fucking disgrace.
Let me take your ankles out.
Go visit the curiosity shop owner, because... on the last night, he will have a new mask for sale called the All Night Mask.
All night.
Love all night. Can you help me describe this? I don't know how to say fishnet lace with red eyes.
Yeah, I was going to say mesh mask.
It's like a BDSM elf mask made of lace with red eyes.
Yeah, you know, your bedroom mask.
Yeah.
Your up all night mask.
It would certainly keep me up all night. Come in.
You gotta look around. I'm doing a special sale. Check it out.
Was it hot?
Tonight's bargain is the all-night mask for use at bedtime.
Chris, you need the all-night mask. Chris, you need the all-night mask for use at bedtime.
Why is it the all-night mask?
Chris, because it lets you go all night. What's the problem here?
When you put it on, you can try and fall asleep, but you won't be able to.
Pretty
cool.
Creepy, huh?
Cool. Exactly what I need.
It's awful,
it
by the way.
It is pretty freaky. It's like a mesh.
Oh, boy, that's awful.
It is shockingly close to what you make me wear when we go all night, though.
Yeah, yeah. That's not a coincidence.
Well, what'll it be? Check the bargain
check
or
the
sell
bargain.
It?
Give it to me.
Ah, baby. Chris, you got the all-night mask.
It actually kind of looks like the bugs from Lethal Company.
Kind of, yeah, their faces.
Yeah.
The loot bugs.
Yeah.
Apparently this mask won't let you drift off to sleep even if you want to. Wear it with C.
Oh.
You bought a weird mask. This was added to your notebook.
I see.
I don't have nothing else to sell. I kid you not.
This is a terrible shop.
So, can I buy something?
No.
Ah, thanks. Take care, buddy. So, cool. That solves the curiosity shop owner too, unfortunately. He just needed money.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, that tracks.
That's how you can solve my quest, too.
And Chris has the last mask in the game at this point that is not directly part of the main storyline. Obviously, aside from the known entity, the Fierce Deity mask, but that'll come later. So that's a big chunk of stuff just fell swooped already. But now also, shit, we can solve Granny's problems. Ah, Chris, welcome.
Ah, thank you. I can't help but feel cornered, but...
You should. Welcome to AdSpace. It's been a while.
Very floaty. Ethereal, I would say.
Chris, while you were off gallivanting around the world and having your heroic adventures, I turned my sights inward, and I meditated inside of AdSpace and found out that I was living life wrong.
The hyperbolic AdSpace?
Exactly. And the way that I was living life wrong, Chris, was I was drinking coffee.
Okay.
So I've stopped drinking coffee and I've started having coffee experiences. And you know who is the best at helping me have a coffee experience? Our lovely sponsor, Uncommon Coffee.
Yeah, okay. Do you want to share this experience with me?
I would love to. So if you, Chris, instead of gallivanting off around the world, were here with me meditating, you would know that you could head over to uncommonvt.com and you could click on their shop icon and you could buy yourself some coffee accoutrements, maybe even a t-shirt, who knows? And you can use our code GoodGood in the checkout to get 10% off your order.
But now that doesn't reduce the experience at all.
No.
Only the price you're paying for it.
It actually enhances the experience because you're getting more experience for less money. So you're only winning if you treat yourself today to a true coffee experience.
I've always considered myself a treat and a winner.
Yeah, definitely. So if you head on over to uncommonvt.com, make yourself have just a lovely experience in and of yourself today.
Oh, I can practically smell it.
It's good stuff, isn't it?
Warm, toasty.
Ah. Chris, please, come sit and meditate with me on AdSpace and start having a coffee experience with me today. After that, you manage to get back to the first day. And this is where things start to get weird.
Yes.
With Granny. We do her first story, listen for 2 hours. Amazing. Chris gets a piece of heart.
Good story.
And he's able to stay awake the whole time. And you get a visual.
Yeah, kind of a slideshow cutscene.
Yeah. Oh, Chris, put it on. Put the mask on. You know I like it with the mask on.
Why is it so small?
It's very beaky. The, like, elfy ears kind of go inside of Link's ears, like lace on his, like, earlobes. Yeah. Don't love that. Oh, ew. It's, like, really in there. You see it?
Yeah. All right. I'm ready.
It's kind of like a symbiote mask. All right. And then
Granny. So
Granny's going to come join you in bed.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. And then you go all night.
Why doesn't Granny have any pillows?
You're not going to need them.
Oh, Tortoise, did you finish helping Father? Then let Mother read you a story. Which story would you like to hear?
Carnival of Time! It's my favorite.
The Carnival of Time, is it? The carnival is almost here, so it's good for you to learn its meaning. It's a little long, but I'll read it with some enthusiasm. Ahem. The Carnival of Time. Each year, the season of harmony begins when the sun and moon are in alignment, paying homage to the way that both nature and time are tirelessly in the process of progressing.
I'm progressive.
The Carnival of Time is when the people of the four worlds celebrate that harmony and request fruitfulness for the year.
Oh, dude, you've never gotten this before.
No.
So Chris is getting a cutscene now.
For ages, people have worn masks resembling the giants who are the gods of the four worlds. Now it has become a custom for each person to bring a handmade mask to the Carnival of Time. It is said that if a couple united on the day of the festival and dedicated a mask as a sign of their union, it would bring good luck. The centerpiece of the carnival is the clock tower, and on the eve of all the festivities, the doors to its roof are opened. From atop the clock tower roof, a ceremony to call the gods is held and an ancient song is sung. All of these festivals for the Carnival of Time are held so that we may ask the gods for a rich harvest in the year to come.
Dope. That was boring as shit.
You did a good job. That's all for Tortoise.
Well, I can
now,
go all night,
when
Granny.
Does the clock tower roof open?
Leave for the festival.
You did a good job remembering. That's the boy I'm proud of.
The choices were I don't know and an
the
actual answer.
Yeah.
I'll give you some candy as a prize.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Tim Tams!
Oh, candy heart.
I need one more.
You were praised by the old woman. This was added into your notebook.
The old woman.
So we get a piece of heart. And Chris is like, awesome. Knock that in my belt. And we'll move on with our lives. So we go to leave Granny. And I'm like, yeah, let's just make sure that we checked her off here.
No.
No.
Turns out.
Huh.
Granny wants more from us.
Well, she has another story. Maybe if we listen to that one, Chris.
Yeah, it's a longer story, too. So
all
surely.
Night. So one thing we need to tell you at this point is that after Granny finishes her story, she gives you a quiz. And the quiz consists of either the right answer to her question or I don't know. That's it. So Chris answers her question correctly the first time and got the heart piece, like I mentioned earlier. This time, when he answers the piece correctly, she's like, oh, Tortoise, you were paying attention. Good boy. Move along. Granny's tired. Nothing. No other heart piece. No ding, ding, ding. Maybe you have to do it just once per cycle?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
You want to reset again?
And... yeah, let's reset. Let's try that again.
Cool.
Still nothing.
No. Maybe the second day.
Where are you going?
Back into the inn to talk to Granny.
She won't talk to you. It's 2 a.m. Granny's asleep.
She doesn't sleep.
She waits.
Please hear my plea. The mask is breaking me apart. Please bring me to the fairy fountain.
Boy, I didn't mean to do that.
You flew right into it.
I didn't see it.
What the fuck? How?
I don't know. I was paying attention, dude. You want to get down and dirty with a scarecrow?
Oh, kind of.
Hey, baby.
Yo, hey, baby. I'm a styling scarecrow. Want to dance with me?
Oh, yeah.
Why are you putting the mask on before?
What do you mean?
Never mind.
I want to stay up all night.
Yeah, all right. I do need to get him graded, though. It's like a fucking terrifying process that you have to mail them away to get graded. And it's just like, what?
Dude, mail them to me. I'll grade them for you. I'll even degrade you as a little fancy bonus.
Oh, tortoise. I like her comforter on her bed. It's very nice. It matches my vape pen. It's like pink. No, look. Wait.
I assume that's why you picked that pen.
Sorry, I don't know where it is. I haven't been smoking.
Wow, I was really excited. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, no, look.
No, yeah, it is. It matches. Annie's vape pen matches Granny's bed.
It's a pink to purple ombre. Hers has stars on it.
Ombre?
Yeah, that's what that. That's what
just,
that means.
Just say gradient, you fuck.
That's not what it means.
Tell me a fucking story.
Yes. Wait. Don't fucking.
I
want to
hear
it.
The Carnival of Time.
Did you check to make sure it was 8?
Yeah.
What if it's not?
It is.
If this doesn't work, I'm so fucking mad, dude.
It's not gonna work.
I know, I'm just so mad. We discover some misleading information online for a while that led us to just keep crying relentlessly through several different combinations.
We've listened to so many stories that are all the same story.
Finally, I found a post from 2001 on Game FAQs where someone said, hey, if anyone else needs to hear this, just so you know, when you listen to the second story, you actually have to answer her quiz wrong.
Mm-hmm.
No other fucking guide on the internet said this. I swear to you, internet, don't go looking at it because you'll prove me wrong and I don't want to hear it. But you know what I mean. We couldn't find it with the 3 minutes of minimum effort I put into it beforehand. So It couldn't have been true.
So this time, when she quizzes us, we say, I don't know, Granny.
The four giants. This tale's from long ago when all the people weren't separated into four worlds like they are now. In those times, all the people lived together, and the four giants lived among them. On the day of the festival that celebrates the harvest, the giants spoke to the people. We have chosen to guard the people while we sleep. 100 steps north, 100 steps south, 100 steps east, 100 steps west. If you have need, call us in a loud voice by declaring something such as, "The mountain blizzard has trapped us." Or, "The ocean is about to swallow us, and your cries shall carry to us." Now then, there is one who was shocked and saddened by all of this.
Oh shit, we're actually getting
some story.
Some good.
Yeah.
Is this, that looks like Skull Kid right there.
Sure does.
The imp was a friend of the giants since before they had created the four worlds. Why must you leave? Why do you not stay? The childhood friend felt neglected, so he spread his anger across the four worlds. Repeatedly, he wronged all people.
Wow.
Overwhelmed with misfortune, the people sang the song of prayer to the giants who lived in each of the four compass directions. The giants heard their cry and responded with a roar. Oh, imp, we are the protectors of the people. You have caused the people pain. Oh, imp, leave these four worlds, otherwise we shall tear you apart.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I forgot about the part where they draw and quarter the Skull Kid in this game.
Yeah, seriously.
The imp was frightened and saddened. He had lost his old friends.
This is really fucked.
Yeah.
The imp returned to the heavens and harmony was restored to the four worlds. And the people rejoiced and they worshipped the giants of the four worlds like gods. And they lived happily ever after.
I don't like that.
Can't believe you're going to have to send Skull Kid back to heaven. Good job. Wasn't that fun, Tortoise?
No, that was terrible.
What did they do to call the giants?
I don't know.
Oh, really? But you listened hard, so Mother is happy. I'll give you some candy as your prize. Chris, this was your Everest. This was your Shinra Tower.
I had a lot of Everests.
Finally, Granny's checked off. Mayor Dutore's checked off. We hit that hand in the toilet.
Curiosity Shop guys checked off.
Anju and Cafe are good. We got the couple's mask. All that's left is Postman.
It always just comes down to Postman.
Postman has 3 things you need to do for him in order to complete his bomber notebook entries.
And we did one of them. We got the Postman hat.
You had already
after freeing him.
Yeah, you had actually already done 2 of them way previously.
Yeah, I'm a genius.
The first one is to free him from his mortal coil. The second thing you need to do for him is send a letter, which you just do if you do any part of the Anju quest at all.
Yeah.
And the third thing you need to do is enter his saw room and play his jigsaw game.
You want to play a game, Chris?
So the postman has this stupid little mini game that Chris played, I don't know how long ago, once for a little bit, and then we moved on with our life and never thought about it again.
The first time we were exploring Clock Town.
Probably like episode one or two, honestly.
Yeah.
Before that, though, the problem that we had for quite some time was even getting to the point where we could play the game.
Or get into the post office.
Because for some reason, we could not figure out the right time to get into the post office. And it took so long that we ended up having to break recording into multiple days.
I think the first recording is like four hours.
4 hours, yeah. And then today's, I don't know, it's probably like an hour. But it took long enough at the end of the last session, and we were tired enough that we could not finish out just figuring out how to get into the post office at the right time.
Yeah.
Luckily today, it was no problem. It was just fine. We just walked in. What happened after this point was Chris just started fucking playing the game.
So you come into the post office, supposedly between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Who the fuck knows?
Sometime in there.
Sometime in the day. And if you catch the postman at the right time, he's going to be sitting up on his bed practicing his counting, I guess.
He just says he's practicing.
And he expounds on that saying, in my mind, I'm running for exactly 10 seconds. So the postman will be like, hey, you want to try my game, little boy? I'm going to count to 10 in my head, and you tell me when to stop. And if you stop at exactly 10 seconds, you did it. Hey, here we are again for our cleanup episode again.
Oh, hey, I have something unfortunate to talk to you about. Do you remember?
I don't want to hear it.
I'm going to tell you anyway. Do you remember? Holy shit. Do you remember I messaged you something earlier this week about the Deku Scrub Association?
Yeah.
Because I had something unfortunate to tell you that I learned that I don't think either of us knew, but I wanted to capture your reaction on mic.
Oh, God. Yeah, all right.
Do you know who the Scrub Association's members are? Like, who makes up the Scrub Association?
Well, I assume it's the Scrubs selling their plots of land and just acting as shopkeepers. And we've joked that Link is at the top, but I mean, other than the shopkeepers, I would have no idea.
It is the shopkeepers.
Yeah.
Which upsets me because I thought it was just some ruling entity, because the way they all talk, right, is like, oh, there he goes.
There he goes.
Chris has found the postman and is now just going to chase him around town for a couple hours, I presume, while we chit-chat.
Yeah.
So what I presumed was that from the way they talk about...
It's like, oh, it's not on me.
Yeah,
like,
I can't do anything.
Sorry, it's just the association rules.
Which means that it's just these four assholes.
Who go back to sitting on this council and they're like...
Yeah, there's these five assholes who control everything and they're all... D-bags about it.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's the most realistic thing about this game.
It's one. We've never seen all five together. It's just one scrub.
It's one
just moving around.
Transport, yeah.
Ah, you're in.
I'm in. I'm in, baby.
All right. He's training.
Oh, let me train with you.
Yeah. 4, 5, 6.
He looks so weird without his hat.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's because you're wearing it.
Ah!
You startled me. Do not disrupt my training. In my mind, I'm running for exactly 10 seconds without looking at a clock.
How does this come into his, like, actual work?
He has to get from each post office box
within 10 seconds.
Or the world explodes.
He definitely does not.
We should ask Elise why all postmen canonically have to do it in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I was in the middle of mental training. You make fun of me, but this is quite difficult.
I know.
Will you try?
Yeah.
Press A to start. Count 10 seconds. In the precise moment you think you've hit 10 on the dot, press A again.
Yeah.
Your time was 10:54.
Let's
see. Will he give it to you?
No, he made the not sound.
See? I told you it's difficult. You look like you want to try again.
Ah, you know me.
He's going to charge you this
time.
Too
well, Mr. Postman.
Yeah. I'll let you, but it'll cost 2 rupees. Will you still try again?
Yes.
Press A to start. Count 10 seconds, and then precise moment you think you've hit 10 on the dot, press A again.
I'm going to make you read that every fucking time.
Yeah, all right, that's fair.
I want to time the fucking postman.
Yeah, right? Also, if he's counting 10 seconds in his head without ever looking at a clock, how does he know it's correct? Oh, your time was 10:66. Get fucked.
I told you it was difficult. What a racket.
Your time was 10:14.
Ooh, pretty good.
Pretty good. Oh, almost. That was a close one. You look like you want to try again. Press A to start. Count 10 seconds. Chris, I'm losing my voice. Please.
I know he's just going to put these rupees back in the mailboxes.
I'm not reading this anymore. My voice hurts. So Chris is going through this quite a few times. It doesn't takes 10 seconds or around there to do. So it's not exceptionally annoying. You have to pay after the first time. I told Chris at one point, all right, I'm going to let you get down to like 70-ish rupees left or so, and then I'll give you another hint. I'm going to let you try down to like 70 rupees or something, and then I'm going to give you another hint.
I don't need hints. I figured it out.
Oh! Your time was 10 on the dot.
82 rupees, baby!
I absolutely hate, and I feel like I need to say this for posterity's sake.
Yeah.
The second Chris said, I don't need hints, I got it, baby, he hit the button. And it's going to sound like maybe he edited those together a little closer.
Nah,
he didn't.
Baby.
It was really
That's
fucking
good. That's
pure
skill. I thought that I was going to be here for like 10 straight minutes.
Yeah.
Because you can't be a millisecond past 10 seconds.
And having it be perfect is really fucking hard.
But not for me.
But not for Chris. And man, that was fun. I liked that. Huh? 10 seconds? That is amazing. You have reflexes suitable for a postman. As thanks for showing me something impressive, I give you this. Da-na-na-na. You got a piece of heart. I can't be like this. I have to train more. More.
Ah, postman is my Vegeta.
You shared your wild instincts. This was added to your notebook. Chris, I believe you've now completed your bomber's notebook, if I'm not mistaken.
It was inevitable.
Oh, yeah.
God, that feels good.
That feels great, dude.
Hanny, I beat the game.
You did it. At this point, you take your reward from the postman, which is another heart container. You check your notebook, see all of those things filled right the hell in.
Ka-ching.
Ka-ching. And then you decide to go fill up your bank account a little bit more before we end. You do that, reset time, and that's where we ended the episode. Chris, how are you feeling about today's episode?
I'm feeling good. Very, very fast talk through. The episode's going to
I had a feeling it was going to bulk out with a lot
of there's going to be a lot of gameplay in this episode, but there's not a lot to actually talk about.
I assume the gameplay would be more interesting, honestly.
Yeah, the gameplay will speak for itself. I feel really good, though. It feels nice to kind of put a little feather in your cap, have everything cleaned out.
That's also why I wanted to end this one a little bit early. Not early, but go through the gameplay a little bit fast, because I thought we could spend a couple minutes here at the end, like we did in season one, and kind of take stock of where we're at, because I don't feel uncomfortable telling you, yeah, we're at the end. Like, there is not much left after this.
Yeah.
You guessed probably about two episodes. That seems right to me. I would say two to three, but yeah, two if we're being fucking angry about
it. Better be two, Hanny. It's three episodes.
Let's start with, for now, how are you feeling about the game at this point?
I'm loving it, still.
Still loving it?
Yeah.
2 years in?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I try not to think too much about that, but
yeah. It's upsetting to know that you could beat this game in a weekend if you really want, like, have the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just sit down Saturday morning, you're probably fine by Sunday afternoon with it.
Yeah. I mean, it's still a great game. I'm still having a blast. Still excited to sit down and play it.
How does it feel to have the town pieces all connected at this point?
It's good. Like, it's
you're
cool.
You're there. You've made the network. You're Charlie Day now.
I've seen it all.
You've seen Pepe da Silva.
Yeah. I would like more expansion on the cafe and
Crimea
stuff.
If they ever do a real remake of this game, I don't think Nintendo doesn't really do that much. I feel like they're more on the re-enhancement side more than the like full remake. But a full remake of this game with some additional bits of that would be very fun.
I think we should give it to Kojima to remake.
That would be fucking awesome. Dude, I would watch the hell out of that. I say watch because
it would be a movie.
Yeah, it would be a movie watching game. Yeah. So game's still good. We love that. You're feeling good about having stuff mopped up. One thing that we skipped over while watching the longer cutscene from Granny.
Of the giants.
We actually get a huge amount of lore info here.
Yeah. This is probably the biggest lore dump in the game.
I would say so, yeah. This is probably, and it's actually a little upsetting, harkening back to FF7 too, with biggest lore dumps being missed.
You can completely skip this.
Like, you have to do so many things in a row that are so missable to get to the point where you can get the all-night mask. And then after that point, you have to remember that you need to go do anything else with it. There's a lot there. I have feelings about this game where it feels a lot like you have to play it with a manual, which is a little annoying. But let's get back to the lore dump, because this is wild. So we learned that all of the peoples of the world didn't used to be separated into the corners like they are now. So like the Zoras live in their corner, the Gorons live in their corner, the Dekas live in their corner, and then the people live, you know, in theirs. And then the dead live in Akana. Live, quote unquote. The dead die in Akana? I don't know.
Yeah.
But Clocktown and the melding of Clocktown was where kind of all of the cultures used to be together, mixed. And among them lived the giants, which we've heard about very briefly before, as the guardians of the realm. We've talked about them every time we've gotten some remains from a mask. We've also learned about them very minimally from Granny. But we know that there's one that represents each cardinal direction and that they are the protector of each realm. But we also learn at this point that they straight up just used to live among people. And Skull Kid was there, too. And not only that, he was really good friends with the giants, it says, until the giants at one point decided to stop living amongst the people and they were going to nap, basically. I think they said they were going to go slumber.
But if you yell loud enough, then they'll come back and help.
They'll come back if you're in danger, you know, if you're drowning or anything. So the giants go away and the Skull Kid is left alone. And eventually the loneliness weighs on him to the point where he starts pulling pranks.
Doing some mischief.
Some mischief on the different peoples of the world. And eventually, it gets so bad that the giants have to come back.
Yeah, people call them back, right?
Yeah. And when they come back, the Skull Kid is overjoyed because he thinks he gets his friends back. But they say, hey, leave this land. Don't ever come back. And if you ever bother these people, we'll kill you, basically.
We'll yeet you into the, into the non-existence.
Fucking non-existent subspace. And then they go back to sleeping. And
pretty fucked.
Skull Kid is left all alone again.
Yeah, I don't care for it. Hey.
It's not amazing. I think this is pretty much the story of the game at this point, too. Like, that gives you the story, like, what's going on here. So basically what that leaves us with is the Skull Kid is a frightened, sad, lonely child isn't the right term, but, like, you know, I don't know what
individual.
Individual, like, you know, like they're called a kid, right? Which just, I feel like, gives a sense of like an emotional non-maturity, you know, like even if they're hundreds of years old, like they don't have to emotionally be mature.
Yeah.
And it sounds like they're just hurting and they were vulnerable. And the spirit that possesses the mask took advantage of them. Pretty fucking sad.
Yeah, I don't love it. It's real bad.
That's the story of Majora's Mask, Chris.
I cracked it.
Cracked it at this point. Now what do you feel like you have to do?
I'm going to hunt down the giants.
And kill them, right? You're like, you're the enemy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it just goes to show that, like, as per usual, humans are the enemy.
Yeah.
And I know this isn't the case, but I have this image in my head of, like, because the giants are treated kind of by the people as gods.
Yeah.
But the idea that they'll, like, call for us when you're ever in need. If you're drowning, if you're under an avalanche, we'll be there for you. And then they, like, disperse.
Disappear. Yeah.
And then the Skull Kid just starts doing, like, pranks. Like, maybe he puts a tack in his shoe and someone's like, oh,
gods!
My lord!
Just sits on a whoopee cushion. Yeah. What's happening?
Yeah.
I like that.
But it's a real bummer. I mean, it sucks.
So what do you think you're going to do at the end? Like, what's it feel like you're heading towards?
I mean,
knowledge. Does that knowledge change anything about where you feel like the game's heading?
Yeah, I feel, well,
yes and no, maybe.
Yeah, not necessarily, because I always thought that I would be up against the mask itself and not necessarily Skull Kid. I mean, that'll probably look like a confrontation with Skull Kid, who has the mask, but I don't feel like Skull Kid's the enemy, right?
I don't know that you've ever met or fought Skull Kid, really, in this game.
Yeah, it's just
I feel that's a Hanny thing, like, I would say.
Oh, like, in the entire game.
Yeah. Like, I don't feel like you, Chris, as the person playing, or any general you out there, I don't feel like you meet Skull Kid, and at least up to this point.
It's kind of like a Venom Eddie Brock kind of situation.
Very
right?
much. We actually were watching just a clip of Venom right before we did the talk through.
Yeah.
And it's very much similar, where it's like they're two very separate entities that are having very different conversations, like, inside his head. Like, for all we know, Skull Kid could be screaming, stop it, like, leave these people alone. Which is, again, a bummer.
It's not the feel. So the impression I get right now is that the mask is, like,
enhancing.
Yeah, like,
something
amplifying.
That's already there. I think you get the vibe as the game goes on that the mask is more in control than it was at the beginning. But I think at the beginning, you really feel like he's just, like, a little kid wearing a mask. And, like, maybe the mask gives him some special powers. But, like, you know, in the same way the Zora mask gives you some powers. But you're still a Link underneath it.
Yeah.
You
know? Now I can swim.
Yeah. Thank God.
And throw my fins.
Yeah.
I think the mask is a strong influence. But I think a lot of Skull Kid's personality is still there.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Like, I don't think Skull Kid is malicious, yeah. But he's a trickster. He's a prankster. And I think the mask probably takes advantage and amplifies that.
Yeah, I definitely feel like he's being taken advantage of by the mask,
for sure. Yeah, definitely. So for the end, I feel like we probably have to separate Skull Kid from the mask is where I would like to see the game go.
What about the moon? What are we going to do with that?
Yeah, that little thing.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to look for is a rusty rocket, and I'm going to load it up with some explosive material.
And then you're going to find Cloud and Ben Affleck.
Yeah, and I'm going to shoot them into space.
Yes.
The way I'm thinking of the moon is, like, there's a magnetic pull that's, you know, almost like real life. But the pull is stronger, and it's going to just bring the moon directly into the Earth. I don't get the feeling that it's, like, meteor in Final Fantasy, where it's like blasting through the cosmos to reach Earth. I think it's a pull. So my thinking is, if we separate the mask from Skull Kid and handle that, the pull will not be as strong and it'll just kind of drift back to where it's supposed to be.
That makes sense. Do we see at the beginning, I might be lying, but I feel like we see a scene of him, like, kind of fake lassoing the moon and pulling it down towards us or something.
I don't remember, man. That was 2 years ago.
Yeah. I think he's like, well, fucking stop this, asshole.
Yeah, my most visceral memory of Skull Kid is him slapping his ass at me on top of the moon, or on top of the clock tower.
To be fair, you also see that at least once per playing
session. It's too much. It's entirely too much.
You have the power to stop this.
I need my moon's tear.
Yeah, all right. Man, I'm excited. I'm stoked to see us wrapping this up. I love this game, like, you know. I'm really glad that you were able to get through all of the stuff that I wanted you to see. And I'm excited to wrap this up with you.
Yeah, me too. I'm not going to miss being in the player seat, but I'm going to miss the game.
Yeah, this game's vibe, I think you've fallen in love with in a similar way to where I have been with it, where even if you don't play it for 10 years, you could just sink back into the vibe, listen to the music, watch someone play it, read a little article about it, just throw it on for, like, a great feeling. It has this deep, deep, sad. I love being sad. Like, I always have. It's who I am. It has this deep sadness that I find extremely comforting and romantic in a way that this game just always. I always just get this really lovely melancholy feeling when that intro music plays and you start, you know, seeing Link kicking his feet on the clock tower.
Yeah.
And it hasn't gone away even after playing this game almost every weekend for 2 straight years. And then before that, you know, playing it every couple of years and loving it. So I'm really glad to have been able to share it with you, first off. And we still have more to go. But I'm really glad that it has the staying power that I felt like it always had, too.
Yeah, I mean, there's some games...
I haven't been proven wrong, at least to myself, yet.
No, there's games that don't age, and then you can just pick up and play. And I was kind of expecting, like, some of the stuff in this to be more finicky. You know, camera controls from that time, it can be really rough.
I think outside of anything that was... just to deal with the controller that we're using with mapping software.
Yeah.
Anything outside of that, I feel like was very smooth.
Yeah.
Like,
no, it's aged beautifully.
Yeah. It's one of those games too, where, like, the graphics are exactly where they need to be. They're like this perfect mid-level of really good, but just like hazy and faded enough where you can kind of lose the reality of it and just, like, be in this, like, very fantastical world. Yeah. It's such a magical game that I just can't recommend to people enough. And it's one of the main reasons why I thought it would be appropriate for this show.
Yeah, it was a great pick.
Ah, well,
great pick, great game. I'm really glad you chose this one. I got to experience it this way.
Thank you. I think for that, Chris, you have any last feelings about this episode of The Legend of Zelda?
I don't think so. I'm raring to go.
Yeah. Just ready to.
This break has been a long one, and I'm ready to get back. And
yeah. All right, man. I think with that, thanks so much for listening. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to the First Encounter podcast. If you want the journey to continue, please support us at patreon.com/firstencounter. Find our socials and contact info at firstencounterpodcast.com. Please stop by and say hey. Our intro and outro music is by Alden Zach.
Give me another cookie. Did you lick this before?
No, I didn't. I was about to. I like got the essence of it on my tongue without actually touching it to my tongue. You know, I was like, it's like right before you kiss someone, you can kind of like taste their breath a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like when you kissed me right before recording, yeah. And you tasted my breath.
I thought it tasted familiar. This Tim Tam.
Well, First Encounter is back.